toward speeding wound healing. This is Front Page Research from Jefferson Lab, and I'm J.T. Kelly. Deep inside a mouse's body, foreign cells are glowing. The glowing cells are the first step in developing a new therapy that may one day cut healing time by helping the body repair wounds faster. Jianghong Li is a researcher at Case Western Reserve University and the Center for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine. He and his colleagues are testing whether a therapy using stem cells can aid healing.
They have great potential. There are so many things. Therapeutic repair, but if you have a bone fracture, cartilage, even heart.
Li and his colleagues are using mesenchymal stem cells, a type of stem cell derived from bone marrow donated by adult human volunteers. The researchers inserted extra genes into the stem cell's DNA. One of these genes is from the North American firefly, or lightning bug. It's the gene that allows fireflies to light up on a warm summer evening. In mice, this gene causes the stem cells to produce a gentle glow. The glow allows researchers to track where the stem cell therapy goes once it's injected. A new optical camera, procured and tested by Jefferson Lab's Detector and Imaging Group, headed by Stan Majewski, can image the glowing stem cells. The group recently added the camera to a Jefferson Lab-built imaging system already being used at Case Western for small animal studies. Jefferson Lab's Carl Zorn says finding just the right camera was a challenge.
The main problem is that the amount of light you're talking about is very small. So you need a very sensitive detector of the light.
Zorn procured a camera based on charged couple device, or CCD, technology,
which is the same thing you now see in digital cameras. The difference, though, is that these CCDs are actually cooled to a very low temperature.
Cooling the camera produces sharper pictures by eliminating the natural electronic noise produced by the CCD itself. Zorn tested the camera by taking pictures of ordinary ivy leaves, which give off an extremely faint glow in the minutes after they've been exposed to sunlight.
The initial test was just to take just an ordinary leaf from outside, take a leaf, bring it inside, close the doors on the dark box because the picture you take has to be in total darkness. You take the picture, and lo and behold, you see the glow from the leaf itself. The leaf actually fluoresces.
Zorn optimized the new camera and then sent it to Case Western for installation. Lee and his team have shown that the new unit can image the glowing stem cells inside the bodies of mice. Lee and his colleagues hope the therapy marked by these glowing cells will home in on sites of injury and lend a hand in wound healing. Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator Facility is a Department of Energy Office of Science research facility located in Newport News, Virginia, and is managed by the Southeastern Universities Research Association.